Finally today, to a significant international religious anniversary being celebrated in Australia. Jews and Catholics have joined together in Sydney's Great Synagogue to mark the 40th anniversary of the great shift in Jewish-Catholic relations when in 1965 a Vatican declaration recognised Judaism as a legitimate religion. No longer would Catholic leaders condemn Jews as accursed people or blame them for the death of Jesus. One of Australia's prominent Jewish leaders says the declaration was a revolutionary document, but that it was only a first step. Brendan Trembath reports.
In the ornate main hall of Sydney's Great Synagogue, a rabbi has praised a pope who dared to be different. A proclamation by Pope Paul VI would change the Catholic Church forever, says Rabbi Raymond Apple.
The Church consigned to history the doctrine that Christians had superseded Jews as the people of God.
His audience has included prominent Catholics, among them Cardinal Edward Cassidy, whose scarlet hat stood out among the many black skullcaps.
We have the same God. Our moral values have the same source in the Torah or the Old Testament. We have the same understanding of this world in which we live. Our new spirit of friendship and caring for one another may be the most important symbol that we have to offer to our troubled world.
Cardinal Cassidy heads the Church's Commission for Religious Relations with the Jews. He says the 1965 proclamation, dubbed Nostra Aetate, or In Our Time, marked a great shift in history.
We went from 2,000 years of hostility, of considering the Jewish people as responsible in all times for the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, therefore being condemned as a race, to understanding that the people certainly of today and in other centuries after that terrible event were not responsible in any way.
But still, many old wounds remain. Rabbi Apple says the Church has failed to confront shameful chapters in its history, including the presence of a convent at the Auschwitz concentration camp. And the list goes on.
The withholding of certain archival material, the perceived whitewashing of the wartime Pope, the lack of protest when the president of Syria exploited the Pope's visit to make outrageous statements about Jews, and the apparent silence when terrorism attacked Israel and Israelis.
But Cardinal Cassidy, who spent years as a Vatican diplomat, says differences of opinion are inevitable.
We are two worldwide communities. We are not always going to see everything eye to eye. And we are two faith communities, but also with different faiths. There are quite important distinctions. So it's not possible we are always going to get on well together. Brothers don't always get on well together, even in the same family.
And that's Cardinal Edward Cassidy speaking to Brendan Trembath.